producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Excuse me, 7 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day. I've been not practicing with my voice for the last week, so I guess it took a break here.
Yeah, look at you. You were out and about in my neck of the woods, but
was
I didn't get to see
you
anymore.
No, I was a little too far away. So Rich McFadden here with Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffens will join us a little bit later here on the Good Day program. A busy Monday for you, trying to get you caught up on everything that's going on. And the big thing around the world is that the French are just laying it to ISIS and their hometown, their caliphate capital, Raqqa. And Raqqa is definitely rocking. Yeah, good for them.
You know, it's funny how, and we talk a lot about how things change quickly and about appreciation of things that you have here. I know Doug's big into that message and staying positive. And when we left the air on Friday, everything was good. Have a good weekend, everybody. And amazing how just a couple of days can change everything. I mean, Paris is rocked. 29 people that were killed in these terror attacks. And I think now the attention is, are we ready here? Who's behind it? And France has done a great job, even though there wasn't a lot of, I'm surprised with our advanced intelligence gathering methods that no one heard any chatter about an attack like this. But I've also learned over the weekend that ISIS is actually using methods that maybe are a little harder to track when they're getting ready to coordinate attacks.
Well, that's
like
what they're wondering, is whether their encryption has changed so that they cannot see any of this chatter online going around. But Iraq is saying that they gave information to the coalition forces on Thursday.
Right. That was the Iraqi foreign minister said that they shared intelligence with France and the United States and Iran, that they were among the countries being targeted for attack.
But now, they didn't have anything specific, so nobody knew what to look for, where to look for, or even when to look for it. So Iraq did hear the chatter. Now we just have to find out how they heard it, where they heard it from, and go see if we can get any more information. Right.
Now, what I think is interesting is François Hollande, who has had a lot to deal with as the president of France. I mean, you had the Charlie Hebdo attacks just about a year ago. You have this going on now. Obviously, you have a large area. You have a hotbed of Muslim communities in France. You also have open borders to deal with. You have refugees trying to come in now. He said this is war. Once things started to settle on Friday and into Saturday, he said this is it. And true to his word, he started bombing the heck out of ISIS in Raqqa. And they've been doing all these raids. He did 150 pre-dawn raids just today, on Monday. And he got a ton of weapons out of these places. He went into the French cities of Toulouse. He went into Grenoble. He went into a bunch of the Paris suburbs and found tons of weapons, made some arrests. And, you know, I think this will turn into a positive. Maybe we will finally, Rich, because we don't know exactly what to do with ISIS here in America. And just on Friday morning, President Obama was on Good Morning America saying ISIS has been contained. Maybe this leadership that's being shown by Hollande is going to rub off on the rest of the world.
Well, I think everybody's going to have to jump into it at this point, because when they start bringing it, look at this in the past, month, we've had the Russian came down. We've had this. Once they start bringing it to us, you've got no choice. You've got to take it back to them. And I think France probably saying, we're not waiting 48 hours before we start dropping bombs and missiles. Now what's next?
Well, you kind of have to make it, you make a statement, right? And you make a statement. And we, you know, I was talking about this. I think I've talked about this before. I do a local show in Southern California that's different than this program. And we talked on Friday evening about the readiness of the states. And, you know, you always think about that. What happens here? You know, this brought back a lot of feelings like 9/11 feelings when you were watching the people in Paris go through this. And, you know, I do believe that the city of New York is ready for this because they've been through it. But I was thinking about Los Angeles, and I do not think Los Angeles is ready at all. I mean, I know, and Rich, well, you were gone, but I had an intruder on my property, and I called the police, and they never showed up, even after, you know, a two-hour wait period, and then I got a call from them saying, do you still need help? Well, you know, you could be stabbed on the floor by the time they're calling you back 2 hours later.
Yeah, it's interesting you tell me that today. I was here when you were, it was the day, the last day I was here when you had that going on. I was hanging out with my brother yesterday, who's a cop. And we were talking about owning a gun. And because I went to the firing range on Saturday with my son and my neighbor who owns a bunch of guns. He let us use his, and he let my son shoot his 22. We went to the NRA range, and my son took his test, and he got his range license, and he fired the 22. And, you know, so I'm talking about that with my brother yesterday. And my brother says, don't wait for the police to protect you.
Nope.
Be prepared to protect yourself. Because
you know,
in the 6 to 8 minutes to half hour or whatever that it could take, you need to be able to protect yourself.
I called the police. The police actually got called 3 or 4 times when I was waiting for them to come and help me. Now, I'm lucky enough where I have parents close by, and I was able to call my dad. My mom came over, so then it became safety in numbers more than anything else. But I was told by the LAPD that they had a shooting in Sylmar and that all the resources were devoted to that. Now, that makes me very disturbed that when I called the police, a shooting that's probably 12 to 13, 14 miles away from me took away all the resources in my community. And this is what makes me think, you know, forget about my issue. That, you know, thankfully everything's good. I'm okay. But if something, you know, went down in Los Angeles, it's a very spread out space. It's not like New York where everything, or Washington, D.C., where all the important stuff is next door to each other.
Right.
They could easily cause havoc in here and shut the city down just by, you know, taking a little 10-mile drive between downtown L.A., Santa Monica, and the airport. That's scary. And it's not the officer's fault. It's the infrastructure of law enforcement. And it's just, you know, that's what really disturbed me. The minute I saw this going on in Paris, I thought, we're not ready. This happens here. They couldn't even come to help me at my house. I had a police officer tell me, tell them you're in danger and that you saw a gun. That's how we'll come out to see you.
Really?
Yeah. So you start giving that advice to everybody that you do a phone call on, and it gets scary. Then how do you prioritize? So,
bring me up to speed. Whatever happened to the crazy woman that was running around the yard?
Well, she came back the next day, and we finally got her out of here, and I finally got everything. I had shored up all my entry points on my gate, so I had padlocks and everything. Finally went to sleep, maybe like 2, maybe after 2. And the next day I'd gone to work, and my mom called me and said, hey, I'm going to come by with the handyman to check the door that she was by, you know, and we'll get a quote to put a new door in. And then she called me back a few minutes later and told me the woman was back at my house. The cops came out. She had 105 prior infractions. They didn't tell me.
Just like being crazy.
I would imagine drugs, and I would imagine probably intruding. But the handyman that was out with my mom knew of this woman and said that she had tried to get into people's houses before. In fact, someone woke up to her sleeping on, like they woke up and found her sleeping on their couch. She had assaulted people, and she had tried to steal kids from the school because she thought they were hers. So, you know, this is a whole other issue about how we need to worry about mental health in this country. But, you know, it was a lesson for me going, are you really ready? And you may not want to rely on these, but, you know, on law enforcement for every bit of your protection, sadly.
Well, I that certainly woke me up when my brother told me that, when he was telling me, don't depend on them.
Right.
You know, they certainly you want to call, but in the time that it takes for them to get there, you have to be prepared to protect yourself and your family.
It was interesting. The day that I walked into my home and had all this stuff go on was the day that I had actually picked up my 45.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't use it because I didn't feel, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that's slashing around their firearm.
Right.
You know, if I had felt like it was, it had come down to that,
right,
maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. I took it out shooting.
Did
I
you
love
really?
It. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
I know.
You.
Gun-toting baby over
I want to see pictures.
Yeah. Find them.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's your up-to-date right there on the Good Day Show. It's 17 past the hour. Coming up on 17 past the hour on Good Day.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors with more coupons and deals from 59 cents. Get 24-month special financing, plus pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vivascal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Vivascal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Vivascal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vivascal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Vivascal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Vivascal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
All right, so you want to read something a little bit interesting?
Yes,
I was going to call it fun. CNN has a rundown of all of the suspects in the attacks in Paris on Friday.
Okay. Sure.
Let's see. Bilal Hathi, dead. Ahmad al-Muhammad, dead. Let's see. Identity unknown. Dead.
Bad thing is, they got to go out on their own because these, I think all but one blew themselves up.
Yeah, this one was the...
Wish we could have taken him out.
Let me see. Sami Ami Moore. Dead. Ismail Amor Mostafi. Dead. 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 And I got pictures of these guys. These are goofy-looking, hippie-looking dudes. They don't look threatening in any way. If you walk down the street, you would laugh at them.
It's amazing how those automatic rifles...
You put a gun and a bomb in their hands.
Even the score.
All right, so they still have a few more that they're out there looking for, and hopefully they will round those up in their raids today. 21 past on good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden with Jennifer Horn. Boom, here we are. How was your weekend? How's your Monday? Looking pretty good? Cool. Glad to hear it. How was your weekend, Jennifer?
You talking to me?
I think I'm talking to myself. But
you know, honestly, I had a nice weekend, but it was heavy. I mean, you have something like this, and it's hard to, something that like that would happen in Paris, and it just kind of, it hangs on you a little bit. Yeah. But other than that, it was a nice weekend.
Yeah, we made it a great weekend. I do not let them control my life. I go about my life. I keep everything in mind.
You have
to. And especially when you have kids. And the kids are aware, you know, my 11-year-old son's kind of like, yeah, what happened? What's going on? And I'm like, yeah, you know, and you try not to scare them. When he's 11 and my daughter's 8, they can get into this mode where, can that happen here? Will that happen to me? So you try and make it kind of far away for them. But at the same time, letting them know what's going on in the news, because they're going to hear it in school. They're going to hear it, you know, around the neighborhood. So you have to kind of let them know what's going on.
Better if you, as a parent, explain it to them than have them hear a bunch of different things and have the news going in someone's house.
Right.
You know, at least you control what they're hearing.
But it's hard because you've got all this heavy stuff going on, and then, you know, okay, my kids want to go out and jump in the leaves. Okay, cool. Let's go do
it
that.
It does. It puts it in perspective, though, and that's something we have to remember, is to keep that innocence, because the terrorists win when we start losing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I was thinking about this over the weekend, I don't think I want to get into heavy conversations about this until they're in their mid-teens, you know, 14-ish type thing, when they can really kind of understand and not be freaked out by it.
I've got news for you. They'll never understand it, even at 14.
No.
I'm 37, and I still don't understand it.
But at 11 and 8...
That's too young.
It's... It's like it's right here. It's right. It's in my backyard.
My heart went out to watching these parents that were searching Paris for their children on Friday evening. I mean, can you imagine that feeling? You have your kids over there studying abroad or whatever, and you're trying to find them. I don't know if you saw Geraldo, and I know we have other stuff to get to, but Geraldo was on Fox News where he is assigned.
You're right.
And they finally were able to connect him with his daughter, and he was physically shaking. I mean, to see him,
oh, wow.
He was always very pompous and in control, and
right.
He was shaking because he finally was able to locate his daughter.
It's funny because a friend of ours, a friend that I went to school with, is following you two around the country. So she saw them all over the United States and everything. Now she's following them around Europe. She saw them in Paris on Tuesday.
Wow.
And was in Paris on Friday. And her Facebook page exploded. Dana, are you all right? Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And within 15 minutes or so, she was like, yep, I'm fine. Everything's good. I'm over here. I'm about 6 blocks away from wherever it happened. I'm staying at a friend's hotel room. Now we're going to try and get the metro. And like every step of her night, she kind of posted on there.
That's
and
then, the beauty of social media is they had a check-in status for people in France that say just check in for safety.
Right. And then about a half an hour later, it popped up on my Facebook feed. Dana is fine.
Right.
Dana has checked in and is fine. And you were like, wow, that is really cool.
Interesting element for social media. Yeah,
without a doubt. All right, so let's take a little look at some of the late night shows like we usually do here on Friday night. The Stephen Colbert was out and about. He was the only one that apparently that was on, and he was talking about Ben Carson.
Donald Trump. Lately, Mr. Trump has been pretty cranky about losing his lead in the polls over retired neurosurgeon and guy who sits next to you in an otherwise empty theater, Ben Carson. Evidently, people have been looking at Trump and thinking maybe we shouldn't elect a man who shouts crazy things. Maybe we should elect a man who whispers crazy things. The latest national McClatchy Marist Hellman's mayonnaise poll has Carson at 24% and Trump at 23%. Carson is leading by a single point, or what statisticians call one centorum.
That's pretty funny.
It's not bad. It's 28 past the hour. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate, too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. He should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expected. Because it would have been the decent thing to do, and you're not a decent
man.
That
was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go. Let it
on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Have we made it through the 15th? Yeah, the Ides of November have passed us onto the 16th. So halfway through the month of November. Richie always loves it when I say, wow, Thanksgiving is only a week from Thursday.
So the hourglass of your life just seems to be moving a little bit faster than mine.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I'm not
You're like, wow, that. Look how fast it's going.
Well, there's a certain goodness to that. Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook. I wonder.
No. By the way, no.
Kenny Kessler's not monitoring anything but the dark.
Really? What happened?
There was some kind of storm up on Walton Mountain there in San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got no power.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
On Kessler Mountain.
Well, he managed to get a lot of stuff around to us, though, one way or the other.
Yeah.
That seems to have worked out. Okay, so most of the weekend has been spent with people talking about what happened in France on Friday. I know that you and Jennifer spent some time, or Jennifer and you, or both of you spent some time talking about
all
that.
All of us. Usins, I think what we Usins. Call them is Usins, yeah.
So it's interesting to note that warplanes joined the French in assaults. Our warplanes and the French warplanes, the assaults on Syria, very, very strong. Why didn't we do this before?
Thank you. Because right. we didn't have a plan, Doug. And here's there's a couple of elements at play.
I don't want to rehash what you talked about already.
No, this is actually new.
Okay.
Europe, and look, I love Europe. I was just there. They were kind of wimps. They need someone to lead the pack. And America,
damn, there's no backbone anywhere. The Russians are the only ones that seem to have any backbone when it comes
and
to
America,
this.
And America, because we don't have a solid plan from our leadership, and I'll put it that way, nice and politically correct as I can, but we don't have a solid plan from our leadership about how best to fight ISIS. So there's been no one except the Russians who actually say, hey, we'll go in there. But now they have ulterior motives.
Of course
they want to go in and pop up Assad. They want to do all these other things. Plus, they want to stick it to the Americans, and they're smiling while they do it. Now, Hollande is actually saying, look, this is a declaration of war. We're going after these guys. And good for him. Even if those air raids don't do a darn thing, they're making a statement. And that's about time that we start being tough. Now you've got, now if you're President Obama, though, now you have Putin and Francois Hollande doing more than you've done to ISIS.
Yeah, but who's going to put boots on the ground? That's what it's going to take.
Well, but
nobody wants to do that
still. I think that that's too easy. It's too easy to take shots at Obama. It's easy enough to take shots at Obama. But all of these people, everybody has to be held to account. Why did the French not know that this sort of stuff was going on? This cell in Belgium was pretty obvious. It's not like
the Iraqis heard about it and gave them a keep your heads up because something was going on.
They gave the French
America
and the French and Iran.
Yeah.
Were given, or no, Iraq.
When was that?
That was Thursday. Mm-hmm. So they were given a heads up. But we've also learned over the weekend when everybody's going through all this stuff that they're finding now, they're doing tons of raids in France, that maybe ISIS has changed their encryption and that they found a different channel somehow to communicate on that we just don't quite see yet. Mm-hmm. And really, I'm not using this as an opportunity just to finish this conversation up to criticize Obama because it's fun. I mean, he on Good Morning America on Friday was talking about how ISIS was contained. And then Friday evening, this goes on.
That he doesn't know what he's talking about. But I think Paul Ryan was on 60 Minutes last night. I don't know if any of you got to see it.
I did see that, yeah.
You didn't see it. It was quite a good conversation about leadership, about getting things done, and having an attitude that is productive. And we haven't seen that for a while. I'm hoping we collectively haven't seen it, that it's going to mean something in the long run, whether it's stumbling through the next year and a half or whatever it is that requires us to do what we have to do with what we have to work with. And so there's just so much animosity, and there's so much anger, and there's so much
getting
beyond it.
Do you think that there's a fear in leadership in this country now? And I'm not talking like just on one side. I'm talking about both parties. I think people are fearful to be leaders. And I don't know
but
if
see, that's part of what Ryan said last night on 60 Minutes.
Know.
That was so great. He said, you have to be willing to lose this job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to do what it takes to do the job and know that at some point you may lose the job because of that.
And if you saw the following, the drama the Madam Secretary episode last night was a focus on, in part, politicians who are there at their own behest and not at the behest of the people that they serve. There's some pretty good lessons in there. I find that show has a lot of good lessons in it, frankly. But the bottom line is we have a lesson to be learned almost every day. It's unfortunate that it took what happened in France to get our attention back focused on this problem. I have changed the name. I don't want to call him ISIS anymore because that's disrespectful to an Egyptian god. Meredith taught me about an Egyptian goddess named Isis and how offensive it is to those who are on our side or any side. What I decided to call him, Jennifer and I were chuckling about this on Friday, is ISIM. And it's time that we ISIM. And so ISIM is good because ISIL, I think, is ich. It gives them too much credit. ISIS is sort of not really what they are, and so the independent state, if you want, as it translates, is an independent state that needs to be dismantled. It needs to be destroyed, and whether this is enough to get a focus on that. Remember, they're able to get millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars every month from the sale of oil from the oil fields in Iraq that they control and in Syria.
Do you hear what Trump said about that?
Trump has been saying a lot of things. I don't remember.
Yeah, he said keep the oil fields.
He said he was at a speech and he's saying, I would bomb the blank
out of
all of those oil fields, out of all of those guys.
Yeah.
He said, he goes, do you know how fast Exxon would be back in to build those pipelines? These guys are pros. I would bomb every single pipeline that they're using to make money with, and I would bomb them and bomb away.
All right.
Bomb and keep.
So, how much of a problem is this? You saw a lot of cartoons over the weekend, the Trojan Horse idea of letting these Syrian refugees, we're taking in 10,000 Syrian refugees, the French have taken in thousands, the Germans have taken in thousands, the Italians, the English, is there in this group the seeds for the kind of problem that has shown up in France? It would appear that might be the case.
The problem is these groups of people, and some of them are legitimately in need. So that's what makes this so sad, is there are legit people involved, but because everybody takes the opportunity to, you know, get a better place in life, those people that really need the help aren't going to get it because you've got opportunistic people who are joining this group. Then you have the people who are the bad guys who are using this is a way to get across the border. These people show up on your doorstep with no paperwork. There's no way of vetting who they are. You don't know where they're coming from, what their motives are.
Mostly men.
And when I was in Europe, they talked about how the Czechs were so against getting 1,500 refugees. Imagine the places that are getting the bigger numbers, like Germany. They must feel very vulnerable right now. And Angela Merkel, who, you know, I can't imagine why she'd want to let all those people in, because they're going to have the money to support them, but she's letting a ton of people in. They've got to be scratching their heads. Is this the right thing? I mean, these guys came across France's open border and set up a plan against the place where they were living. I mean, Ted Cruz is starting a fight here in the U.S. saying, look, we shouldn't take...
Just a load of crap.
Alabama Governor Roberts.
He said we shouldn't take the people.
That's fine, but he said a lot of other things that are nonsense. Go ahead, Richard.
Alabama's pretty much said, the Governor Robert Bentley's pretty much said, I'm not taking any of them.
Yeah.
And the Michigan governor, who was saying we would take all we can get, is like, let's hold off just a minute.
Yeah.
So the Democratic debate on Saturday, anybody pay attention to that?
A little bit.
A couple minutes.
They hide these debates on you.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Well, that one is.
I got things to do on
Saturday night. Why would they do that? So, but that was part of the focus of the debate: global terrorism and how much it is just it's mushrooming. It's becoming a distraction. Remember,
here's Hillary talking about the screening of the Syrian refugees.
With the U.S. preparing to absorb Syrian refugees, how do you propose we screen those coming in to keep our citizens safe?
I think that is the number one requirement. I also said that we should take increased numbers of refugees. The administration originally said 10. I said we should go to 65, but only if we have as careful a screening and vetting process as we can imagine, whatever resources it takes, because I do not want us to in any way inadvertently allow people who wish us harm to come into our country.
Food for thought. A lot of it is there's a judgment here, one way or another, and The open border policies just have to stop. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Rich at DougStephan.com. I'm not sure how well we'll monitor Facebook. Jen, maybe take a quick glance at that from time to time. 44 past the hour now on the Monday Good Day program.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who have received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, its fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Retired Vietnam veteran and chairman of the board for the Purple Heart Foundation, Jeff Roy.
Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and their families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress, and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claim assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, and death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license 1256, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks.
Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up.
Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. 47 and change after the hour. The Mormon Church having a sort of a to-do. I thought it was interesting that about 1,500 of the members, their parishioners, took part in a mass resignation from their church over the weekend to protest the new policy which bars children of married same-sex couples from being baptized. So for what is the point of that? One wonders again the nature of religion. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Meredith is always saying to me, be careful about what you wish for. Wouldn't it be great if we could just figure, okay, so I disagree with you on that. And maybe this is a way, this is a positive way to express yourself. Protests, oftentimes, if they are polite or if they are nonviolent, they have an impact, a big impact on people. I think that there's been a lot of criticism. I'm not necessarily a fan of the Mormon or any religion because of what I think it does. But I was I don't know if pleased is the right word, but I thought this was okay. I find it difficult in any circumstance, especially I think Mormons are considered Christians, right? And the message of Christianity that I always got when I was a kid growing up was to be all inclusive, to not just turn the other cheek, but to help those who, that was what I remember the old minister Edward Hale, his name was Edward Everett Hale. And he was a wonderful teacher, and he and his wife were pretty much in charge of everything that went on at the church. And I remember as a kid, the lessons being learned about how to help those who really, and I think that's where my attitude came from, help those who really need it. And be warm and loving.
Yeah,
and
be inclusive. And,
yeah.
And you're right. I mean, I agree with you. That's what has turned me off of certain Christian groups because I'm a religious person. I love God. I'm a Christian. I would consider
myself. I don't have to say I love God, too. As in, you know, religious.
I just
express it.
Well, she is.
The feeling of being judged in the name of God, that's for God to do. That's not for
not my job.
Take on. Mm-hmm. Right.
Not my job.
Above my pay grade.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We know about your pay grade, Richie.
Right.
It's 51 past the hour. Yahoo! That news about Yahoo coming up in a moment or two. It looks to me like an interesting Kickstarter campaign coming up. All right, so I'm talking to myself now. 51 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us today is Richard Schimmel, former BuzzFeed contributor. He's an observer of the scene when it comes to technology. He's pretty sharp, quickie, and we'll get some demonstrations of that sharpness in a moment here on Good Day.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right. So, Richard, you have been observing. Has it been any different for people like you who are watching the scene? I would guess not. A lot of people are commenting on the messaging that's coming from those who might be in danger. A lot of Facebook posting, that sort of thing. What do we... The ISIS actually may be using some new messaging apps as well. How much of a problem? And how quickly can you change? How do people get notified that maybe something different is afoot here on either side?
It's real difficult, Doug. There are new apps being developed all the time, messaging apps, and a few of them are encrypted apps. And once they get on the market, ISIS or ISIL or ISIM can use them to communicate, and the intelligence agencies really haven't broken the code if they're able to break the code by then. So, you know, they're using Facebook, they're using, you know, it goes back to World War II when they used crossword puzzles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so the intelligence agencies have to be one or two steps ahead, if possible. But in this new era of social media, you've got a lot of older people working in these intelligence agencies. That's why they're recruiting the young people now. It's just amazing.
Isn't it interesting? You draw a parallel. I wasn't thinking about it that way. How many good movies have we seen about various things that came as a result? There was a movie last year, I think, as a matter of fact, with that fellow, he's got a strange name, who was a decoder, and how many instances there were of saves made because the people, the good guys, figured out what the code was that was being used by the bad guys. And so this is modern day results of the same thing,
right?
In essence. Yeah.
The real war is going to be, and you know, a friend of mine wrote me about it last week, is whoever can kill the internet first. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the real victor in a war. Because we're all relying on that so much in our lives.
Yeah. We're all relying on so many different things. A fellow came to me, my technology guy and I were talking on Friday about tablets. He thought I should change my iPad to a newer, the bigger iPad that has a keyboard with it. And I wonder, as you look at those things and see how many of them, when I rent a car, for example, from Enterprise, they have a tablet. That's all they use. You scribble your name on the screen, no more paper, and so whether it's at home or at work, tablets seem to be the way that most companies are going. This has to be, I guess it's expensive, but it's a way of them saving money over a period of time. But it also must be great for the marketers. Mostly Apple benefits from this. Isn't that the case?
It is the case. But I was just, you know, in researching today, I was reading on Forbes that tablets are slowing down.
Really?
You know, and I'll send the article to you guys on it. But tablets are slowing down because how much more can you do with a tablet? And then again, the self-reliance on tablets by businesses.
Well, so what are they being, if they're slowed down, what's the replacement?
You got to remember, the market has now been flooded with these things.
Yeah.
Where before, not everybody had one or not everybody had two, and now we all do.
Who has two? You have two?
I have four.
You have four tablets?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have smartphones? You have tablets instead of smartphones?
We're both.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check kids, man.
Tablets is a critical mass.
Yeah.
Right.
I think people use their phones a lot. I mean, you know, when I travel, it's nice to have my tablet to read and do email. But otherwise, I've always got my phone.
Me too. Use the iPhone.
Right.
An amazing reality where all this stuff is going. Wow. Richard, thanks for your input. Richard Schimmel, Tech.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.